Okay, good evening, everybody. So tonight, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in Siman Tav Chav Tes, and tonight, Be'ez Hashem, we are learning Se'if Beis. So this is Beis Amid Beis. So page 4. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Eina Noflan Apanayim B'kol Chodesh Nisan. We don't do Tachnun, we don't do Nefilas Apayim throughout the entire month of Nisan. Ve'inom Tzidchascha B'Shabbos B'Mincha. And we don't say Tzidchascha at Shabbos at Mincha. Ve'in Maspidin Bo. We also don't say a Hesped during Chodesh Nisan, except for everyone does, but we're not supposed to say a Hesped during Chodesh Nisan. Ve'im is anin, but we don't fast during Chodesh Nisan. Lahaskir b'tzibur, lahaskir b'tzibur, v'abecharos mis anin bo be'erev Pesach. But the becharos do fast during Chodesh Nisan, namely on erev Pesach of Chodesh Nisan. Says the Ramah, gam ein omrim tzidik adin b'chol Chodesh Nisan. We also don't say tzidik adin throughout Chodesh Nisan. V'nagu she'in mis anin bo tainis klal. And the minig is that we don't fast at all. Afilu yom shemes vavavimo. Even if a person has a yard site where the minig is to fast on the day of a yard site, we don't fast on the yard site during Chodesh Nisan. Aval tainis chalom is anin, but tainis chalom is always the exception, right? Tainis chalom we do even on Shabbos, so certainly we're going to do on Chodesh Nisan. Ve'ein omer mizmor l'soda. We don't say mizmor l'soda ve'kel erech apayim v'lam natzeach be'erev Pesach. That's specifically an erev Pesach thing. Mizmor l'soda kel erech apayim v'lam natzeach ve'lo biyom tov. Nor do we say it on Yom Tov. Nogim laharbos ktsas parachil v'shiyam biyom achar chag v'hu isru chag. And we also, the day after Yom Tov, we also have a little bit of extra food and drink. That's what we call isru chag. So he talks about all the rules of Chodesh Nisan, all as the rules of Erev Pesach itself, and the rules of isru chag. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Zayin, v'chol Chodesh Nisan, v'pnei shiyir beiz nesiyim mikruvi biyir beiz yamim, v'kol yimei akarban hoi Yom of Shalom, that if for 12 days of Chodesh Nisan, each of the Nisim were bringing their carbon, so that was their personal Yom Tov. V'erev Pesach, v'yemei ha-Pesach gufa, then you add on top of that 12, Erev Pesach is 13 days already, and the 7 days of Pesach, that's already 20 days. V'isru chag, and then you have isru chag, it's already 21 days. Im kein, yasarov ha-Chodesh b'kedusha. So most of the month already is b'kedusha, l'fichach osin kulo kodesh. That's why we refrain from these things for the entire month. We don't say Tachron the entire month. Tzidchascha, I always try to remind myself right before Chodesh Nisan to take advantage and say Tachron with extra kavana. You're going to be missing Tachron for a whole month. Tachron is something that's a very powerful tefillah. So you try to make sure that you actually appreciate it. Tzidchascha, gam einom b'Chodesh Nisan hayihi ratzon shach kriyas haTorah. Also, during Chodesh Nisan, we don't say the Yehi Ratzon after Kriyas HaTorah that we do right before Achenu. Ve'in maskirim bo neshamos. We also don't do Haskaras neshamos. Ve'gam tziduk hadin. And we don't do tziduk hadin at a levaya. Va'kadish achra ve'in omrim. And the kadish afterwards, we also do not say. Va'klal the tziduk hadin v'tzidkas tzedek v'rachum v'chanin shavin. And the rule is that tziduk hadin and tzidkas tzedek and rachum v'chanin are all the same. They all have the same rules. V'chein be'erev Shabbos erev Yom Tov achar Chatzos ein omrim. And we likewise don't say these things on erev Shabbos erev Yom Tov after Chatzos. Avol be'erev Rosh Chodesh. Thank you. Avol be'erev Rosh Chodesh. Ve'erev Chanukah achar Chatzos om tzidik adin. But erev Rosh Chodesh and erev Chanukah after Chatzos, we do say tzidik adin. That doesn't have the same status as a regular erev Yom Tov. V'tov likros b'nisan b'chol yom hanasi Shalom, Obiom Yud Gimel Parshas Paloscha ad Kenos as a menorah. And it's a good minhag to read every day that the Nasi brought their carbon that corresponds to the carbonos of the Nasim, to read that parsha that corresponds to that Nasi for that day. And then on the 13th day, meaning after we get through the 12 days of the Yud Beis Nasim, to read Paloscha until Asa as a menorah. Lahaskir Betzibur, so we said that we're not misanin Lahaskir Betzibur. What does that mean? Pirish dein maskirin atainis betzibur. Avim makom ayachet shenag lesanos bahab mutul lesanos bal v'dasa mechaber. That we don't make a public show of a fast during Chodesh Nisan. But if you're doing bahab and it comes out during Chodesh Nisan, so you're allowed to do an individual fast like that. Umenagenu karamah shein lesanos klal. But that's why the Ramah disagreed, and the Ramah said, no, ein misanin bal tainis klal. And our minhag is like the Ramah, that ein misanin bal tainis klal. We don't fast not for a yard site, not for anything. With with the exception of Tainis Bechorim. Afilu Yom, so this was saying even on a yard site, Hainu, Bekola Chodesh Nisan, Vechain Erev Rosh Chodesh Ir Gamkein, Ein Mesan, Afilu Nogim Lesanus, Bekola Erev Rosh Chodesh. Even Yom Kippur Katan people that fast every Erev Rosh Chodesh. If Erev Rosh Chodesh falls out during Chodesh Nisan, which every year there's one, right? So then you're not going to fast then either. Avala Chosn Vakala Biom Chupasam, Nogim Lesanus, Afilu Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Mitam Sheis Bar B'Sim Tavkov Ayin Gimel. Unbelievable that a Chosn and Kala have a minhag to fast even on Rosh Chodesh Nisan for the reason that's going to be explained in Siman Tavkov Ayin Gimel. My impression is that is not the minhag. That the minhag is that Chassanim and Kalas do not fast on Rosh Chodesh most of the time. But nevertheless, that's what the Mishnah Berurah says. Aval Tainis Chalom Misanin. But the Tainis Chalom we do fast. Vein Tzarich LeMeisav Tainis LeTaniso B'Chodesh Iyar K'deish Yichubelo Al Mashe Sanu B'Chodesh Nisan Al Chalomo. Meaning, unlike when you fast on Shabbos, the Tainis Chalom, where you then need to fast an extra Tainis for the fact that you fasted on Shabbos, which generally is, it's the right thing to do. You have to do a Tainis Chalom on Shabbos, but it's the right thing to do that comes with the cost that you ended up fasting on Shabbos, and therefore you need to make up for that. You don't need to make up for the fact that you fasted a Tainis Chalom during Chodesh Nisan, that oy vey, how could I have fasted during Nisan, and therefore I need to, you don't need to make up for it. Commercial Tzarek Lassos, Misha Masan, Tainis Chalom, B'Shabbos, V'Yom Tov, Rosh Chodesh, Chol Shalmoed, Shut Tzarek Leishav, B'Tainis Al Ta'aniso, Commercial B'Var, B'Sim Tov, Yudches, like we do with other very special days where generally you're not allowed to fast, and therefore if you have to fast a Tainis Chalom, you need to make up for it by fasting a fast to be Mechaper for the fact that you fasted. V'Misan, B'Shabbos, Shabbatoch, Nisan, Tainis Chalom, what if you fasted a Tainis Chalom on Shabbos in Nisan? So Mutzal Lisanus, Liyom Machor, B'Yom Aleph, Al Mashe Sanab Shabbos. When do you do the makeup fast for the fact that you fasted on Shabbos? That could be during Nisan as well. Meaning, not only does the Tainis Chalom happen during Nisan, but the fact that you have to fast to be mechaper for fasting on Shabbos, that could also be during Nisan. Kivin Shisr Tainis Zeh Inu El Minag, because the Yisr of Tainis during Nisan is only a Minag. Va'afilu Mechal Rosh Chodesh Nisan Be'echel B'Shabbos B'Shabbos Shalvan V'Zan Tainis Chalom. Even if Rosh Chodesh Nisan was on a Sunday and you had to fast the Tainis Chalom on the day before Rosh Chodesh Nisan, still Mutal Oleisha B'Tainis Rosh Chodesh Nisan Al Mashe Sana B'Shabbos. You're allowed to do the Tainis to make up for your fasting on Shabbos on Rosh Chodesh Nisan itself. Then we said we don't say Mizmor L'Soda Davka on Erev Pesach. Shalach Mitoda Yu Chametz, because the Lach Mitoda were Chametz. V'afil B'Erev Pesach Hasol Akriva. So you can't even bring it on Erev Pesach. Sheavali De Nosar, because normally a Karban Toda has to be eaten. You get the rest of the day plus the night that follows to eat the Karban Toda. But you'd be severely minimizing the amount of time that you have to eat the Karban Toda if you brought it on Erev Pesach, because Midor Raisa by Chatzos Hayom on Erev Pesach. You know, like Chametz Mitzvah, and even before that, so you don't get anywhere near the day. It's hard enough to finish all the carbon toda. It's 40 lach metoda. Hard enough to finish all that in a single day, but let alone in a few hours. So it's going to be maybe the day nosar. Be'erev Pesach umashkin leisakneses be'erev Pesach k'day shigmar sudaso kodem dalit shaos. An erev Pesach is important to daven early enough so that you could finish breakfast before dalit shaos, so that you could have your last Dunkin' Donut. Isru chag haminuk shalolis ano. So the minhag is not to fast on Isru Chag, and then he says to be matil in Isr bebeis haknesses for a major tzorech is mutar b'nisan, even though it's usher to do so in Tishrei. I'm not sure what that is talking about. To be matil in Isr, some sort of gezerah. I don't know. I'm not sure what that's about. Okay, so to review what we learned tonight. So first of all, we said that there's no tachnun during Chodesh Nisan, and that goes along with not saying Sidkoska on Shabbos Mincha, and not being maspid, and not and the machlok is about fasting, though. The Mechaber holds that we don't do public fasts, but a private fast like a Bahab you can do, whereas Rama says no fasting whatsoever, even on a yard site, with the lone exception of a Tainis Chalom, and the Mishnah Berurah pointed out that Tainis Chalom means not just the Tainis Chalom itself, but even the Tainis L'Ta'aniso that you need to fast if you fasted a Tainis Chalom on Shabbos. And then we said that on Erev Pesach we don't say Mizmor L'Soda because it would, if you were to, you're not allowed to bring a Karban Toda on Erev Pesach, since unlike most Menachos, a Karban Toda contains Chametz, and it would be maybe Lidei Nosar. You would never be able to finish it in time. And then we said on Nisru Chag there's a practice practice to eat a little bit extra and drink a little bit extra on Isru Chag. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, on Sunday we'll pick up with Simon Taf Lamed. Everyone have a wonderful evening.